The refugees are still in and around the Central Methodist Church and Green Market Square. They were supposed to move 2 weeks ago, and then there were the tragic drownings off Sea Point on the Sunday, and then they were supposed to move the following week, but then there were delays with the funerals, and then they are supposed to be moving this week. But they're not giving much, the self-professed leaders, are not giving much detail about where they're going to and exactly when they are going to move. Alderman J.P. Smith is the MACO member for safety and security at the City of Cape Town. J.P., good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
Is it the case that you have already applied for an interdict?
Yes, we went to court today, and the court has ruled that it is not granting us the interdict to move them. It is expecting the Department of Home Affairs, SAPS, and the city to meet with the refugees before Friday for the matter to reappear on Friday, and we must seek some kind of solution, which I think is a tall order. The reason we're in court is because no solution has been found over, the last 7 weeks, because it is perhaps not possible to find such a solution, as the options that are acceptable to the refugees are beyond our reach, or not legally possible, which in part is why the Department of Home Affairs was cited in the court proceedings to try and ensure that they play their constitutionally mandated role in assisting, because in the absence of a DHA intervention, all that remains then is the law enforcement intervention.
And, I mean, that was tried at the end of October, and that was pretty unpleasant. So
that's precisely the point. We would prefer not to be in a situation where you have to rely on law enforcement, but we're a local government. We have limited tools available to us, and one of those tools is the enforcement of our bylaws, which we have attempted to do on a comparatively amicable basis. But every time we do so, we are blocked by a particularly hostile group of men who become quite violent and abusive, which means that you would have to create have a much larger group of people there doing this enforcement. And so we're being left little position or little option but for those kind of interventions. The amicable solutions in terms of engaging people there and seeking solutions have now come to very little. You saw the video clips of even the SA Human Rights Commissioner, Chris Nissen, being assaulted, and other senior clergy and stuff being assaulted inside the church when they attempted to intervene. And so that is puts all of us in a very difficult position.
But the options
are not being the available options are not acceptable.
The court has said no interdict. There must be a meeting. Did the court indicate which of the parties involved must take the lead in organising that meeting?
I haven't been able to see the court interdict yet, John. It was only given a little while ago now. So we will still have a briefing about that. We're meeting tomorrow morning as the city. But whatever the case is, the city will try and make sure that it happens and that we engage the refugees. But I'm not optimistic that a positive outcome will come out of that, because those options have been explored continuously for the last 7 or 8 weeks. And what the refugees are asking for, DHA says it is unable to deliver on, and there aren't really any other options.
Okay, well, let's see what happens there then. While I've got you on the line, people have been this afternoon and last week as well, enormous amount of frustration because Capetonians simply either do not know or do not care how to deal with a four-way stop street, which has been created by the fact that the traffic lights at that intersection are not working, and people want points men and women at every difficult intersection across the municipality. So how do you manage this? I mean, do you look at the schedule and go, right, these difficult intersections are going to be out during morning peak and these during afternoon peak, so let's get a points officer there, or how does it work?
So as the load shedding schedules are announced, staff have been allocated to the intersections deemed to be most critical. That instruction I saw went out from the senior staff when the load shedding resumed at level four. And this morning, for instance, when coming into work, I saw law enforcement officers doing point duty at one of the intersections, one of the larger intersections. The reality is that with the size of the areas that are being affected and the frequency thereof, there is no way your officers are going to be able to reach each and every intersection affected. It's just not physically possible. You'd need hundreds or thousands of more staff.
How many?
To make that a possibility.
This afternoon, for example, how many officers would you have? Law enforcement officers would you have deployed doing points duty in this afternoon's rush hour traffic with stage four load shedding?
Offhand, I don't know that figure, but I can get it to you reasonably quickly.
Okay. And I mean, do you have any idea what sort of percentage of the total law enforcement staff are trained to do points duty and would be available to do it at a crisis is too strong a word, but it's a fairly serious traffic situation at the moment?
Well, traffic and Metro Police staff are qualified to do that, and increasingly more and more of our traffic staff, after the increase of their powers, are being retrained to do that, hence why it was possible, for instance, this morning at the intersection of Whale and Buitengracht to see law enforcement officers doing that. So a sizable proportion, I would suspect, at this moment are busy with that. Let's get you those figures and let's get it to you as quickly as we can.
Thank you very much. Alderman J.P. Smith, Mako Member for Safety and Security.